Today we're on our third Sunday in Easter. We're just taking a step away from John and hopping over to Luke's gospel today, the 24th chapter, verses 13 through 35. And it begins, "On that same day, two disciples were traveling to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. While they were discussing these things, Jesus himself arrived and joined them on their journey. They were prevented from recognizing him. He said to them, 'What are you talking about as you walk along?' They stopped, their faces downcast. The one named Cleopas replied, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who is unaware of the things that have taken place there over the last few days?' He said to them, 'What things?' They said to him, 'The things about Jesus of Nazareth. Because of his powerful deeds and words, he was recognized by God and all the people as a prophet. But our chief priests and our leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the one who would redeem Israel. All these things happened 3 days ago. But there's more. Some women from our group have left us stunned. They went to the tomb early this morning and didn't find his body. They came to us saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who told them he is alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman said. They didn't see him. Then Jesus said to them, 'You foolish people. Your dull minds keep you from believing all that the prophet talked about. Wasn't it necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then he interpreted for them the things written about himself in all the scriptures, starting with Moses and going through all the prophets. When they came to Emmaus, he acted as if he was going on ahead, but they urged him, saying, 'Stay with us. It's nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. After he took his seat at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he disappeared from their sight. They said to each other, 'Weren't our hearts on fire when he spoke to us along the road and when he explained the scriptures for us?' They got up right then and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying to each other, 'The Lord really has risen. He appeared to Simon.' Then the two disciples described what had happened along the road and how Jesus was made known to them as he broke the bread. Here ends the reading of the gospel." Let's take a moment in prayer. Gracious God, we're all on our road. We're all here discovering your message and your gospel message. So be with us today and be with us as we learn about what we can do and understand on our roads and on our discernment in life and understanding of your kingdom here on earth. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I know last week I made an announcement, not a pleasing one, I understand that, but that is part of the United Methodist Church. When we sign up to become pastors or called to be pastors, we sign up for itinerancy. But over the past 9 years, we have traveled down many roads as a congregation. We have seen the Holy Spirit work. We have watched the church grow. We have seen disciples made. And the friendships between all of you is something worth noting. But there are times in your lives when you need to continue growing. You need to go out and spread your wings. And you need to figure out if what you are called to do is really what God is calling you to do. It is just a hard situation. It is disappointing for some. And it is challenging. But with that, I want to start with a couple of questions for you today. One that may seem appropriate for the season, which is this: why? Why did they go? You know, these two unknown disciples, why were they making their way to Emmaus on that Sunday? Today, by the calendar, we are on the third Sunday of Easter. As of today, many hours have passed since the resurrection. We sang songs about him rising. We celebrated along with Mary outside the tomb. Last week, we lived into the peace that he brought to the disciples behind the locked doors, living in fear. We heard about Thomas being doubtful and yet proclaiming that Jesus is alive. But remembering that Easter morning is becoming harder. So much of our lives have passed by. The emotions are growing faint. All the feelings we have had, they're beginning to dissipate. Honestly, it seems so long ago with our busy lives. But for these two walking this road today, it wasn't. I say this because of the way our verse from Luke begins today. On that same day. Just think of everything that was taking place on that day. It makes it even harder to imagine in our lives. And then last week, sometimes life, and then last week, something, what did I write? It makes it even harder, you know, to imagine. And then last week, sometimes life is hard to sum up, is what I'm saying. Yes, we have the ups and downs. Yes, we have all the joys and fears, but still, we need to remember it all. The predicted end, the terrible death, the rolling away of the stone, the posting of the guards, and adding to it all, the exclamation point at the end. It was done. Over, complete. People's hopes were dashed, their plans erased. It was the worst day of their lives and the end of everything they dreamed of as a follower of this teacher named Jesus. As I was thinking about this sermon and everything that's happened over the past few months of my life, all the changes that have taken place, there's been plenty of stress. There's been plenty of discernment. There have been a lot of questions. And here is what I realized through it all. That through it all, for some unexplainable reason, the next day, if I was stressed or upset when I woke up, the sun still rose. And the same happened for the disciples that day. I'm sure they thought it wouldn't, maybe they figured that in the end, darkness won, and what their lives now consisted of was stumbling through life in this gloom until their last breath. But with that sun, something happened. Some news that was incomprehensible, news that was unbelievable, news that stunned them. It was what they called it. These two disciples on the way to Emmaus, they were stunned. And maybe that is why they wanted to get away. Maybe that is why they wanted to hit the road. Maybe that is why they wanted to exit to this little wayside town called Emmaus. They went because they were stunned. They went because they simply couldn't handle it anymore. In that moment, before they burst into tears, before their hope was taken away, before the confusion set in, they left in their astonishment. Their stunnedness, all because they didn't know what else to do, all because they didn't know what might be next. They could no longer imagine what their lives would be like. I want us to take a moment and think about something. I want us to think about something that has happened in your life that changed it forever. All right, did you hear? That has changed it forever. Something that happened that you knew you would never be prepared for. something that stunned you. A day like that. A day when everything changed. A day when your brain couldn't handle it anymore. But at the same time, a day when you had a glimpse that something astounding was happening. Take a moment and think about that. Did something come to mind? What are you thinking about? Was it life-changing? On that same day, this is what Luke writes. That day. You remember that day. That day when everything changed. That day when the possibility stretched out before you like a road to a new reality. That day when the road stretched out to a new you. That day, one, that same day, here's the way I read this. On that day, Jesus had an agenda. But let's think about that day. What happened? First, Jesus rose from the dead for us. That would have been scheduled all day. Our list would be this: 5 a.m., rising from the dead. 6 a.m., rising from the dead. All the way through midnight. It would be a full day. That's all we would do is rise from the dead. Then we'd sit in your recliner, take a small nap, but snore. So they still know you are alive. Then read a book. But here's the thing. On Jesus' list, the first thing was the most important. Rising from the dead that day. But for the risen Christ, he had a couple of things to check off his old to-do list. And the next was this. Meeting a couple of guys on a road heading to Emmaus. Why? Why is this so important? We already admitted that nobody really knows why. Maybe they were heading home. Maybe they thought the party was over. The curtain had come down. Why not just go home and remember the good times? But here's the thing. Maybe that is why they were going, or maybe that is why they were walking and doing what they were doing as they were walking. Remember the good times, they thought. Remember the bread and fish. Of course. Who would ever forget that? Yeah, that was a good day. How about this one? Who do you say that I am? Who remembers that one? Good old Peter, right? He was the one with all the answers. Yeah, I'm glad he broke the silence that day. Yeah, that day. That was a hard day. Yeah. Not like today, though. Not like this one. There aren't any harder days than this one. But as they were walking, commenting about their day, this simple question of why, one that started out the remembrance, why is this such a hard day? They hardly knew how to answer. In this moment, something changed, though. Maybe he beamed down from the moon. Maybe he came in from a different dimension of time and space. How could we not know? They told him in words that sound like a creed, words that the church began to. Not this normal conversational answer to an honest question, but a declaration of faith. Faith that wavered there at the end. Here's what they said. We had hoped. And there it was. Something we hear over and over again. We had hoped. This is where it got real. They were stunned. We heard these strange stories we couldn't believe. This is the worst day of our lives. In my office on the wall, I have a picture. I have a few pictures. I have this picture of Jesus. If you're in my office and you look off to the left-hand side, there's a picture of Jesus. Now, this isn't a normal picture of Jesus by any means. It's a picture of Jesus laughing. All right? It is called the Laughing Christ. And I'm guessing that is the picture of Jesus when he was talking to these two guys today. When he looked at these two guys, what are you talking about, Jesus says, as you're walking along? With their faces pointed downward, they probably just shrugged their shoulders. But Cleopas said this, are you the only visitor unaware of what just took place? This man, he was powerful in his words and deeds, but the chief priests, they threw him under the bus, and he was sentenced to death and crucified. And maybe now this is when Jesus laughed. You foolish people, you had to know. What did they have to know? The answer to that is simple. They had to know everything. That is what he told them. Everything. And in this moment, everything changed. They were enraptured in spite of themselves. Their grief was forgotten, their despair set aside, all while they listened to him tell them what they already knew but had forgot on that terrible day. And he talked about every book, every scroll, every story they thought they knew, but today they sounded new. Like they never heard them before. And when they got to Emmaus, they didn't want it to end. So they begged him, stay with us, eat with us. They opened the door to their lives and he walked in. He sat down and he ate with them. Taking the bread, he broke it. The question is now this. Was it the words? Was it the motion? Was it the gesture, the bread, the tearing, the breaking, scattering of crumbs, here, there, everywhere? They were stunned again. But this time they felt it more than they saw it, and their hearts lit up. They talked about it when they finally caught their breath. Weren't our hearts on fire, they said. So they ran with their hearts on fire all the way back to those who could understand how this day had become that day that changed everything, that day when the world ended and began again, that day when it all became different, and it was all different, that day, that astounding day. With their hearts on fire, they ran into Jerusalem, to the room where the other 11 and others were gathered. They had this good news, and their hearts were just burning. The Lord has really risen. Yes, we know, they said. We know because we saw him. He came alongside us. He taught us. Then he fed us. He was right there. Then he wasn't. But he is, and he still is, because he left something behind. Some call it a memory. Some call it hope. Others call it the Spirit, a present that makes his absence less frightening. Honestly, we really don't know, shaking their heads, but we know. And now I'm sure they all had to laugh because it made no sense. We are astounded. We don't know what we know. On that day, hope was made. Family was made. Hungry hearts were satisfied on that day. Do you remember that day? That astounding day when the world changed? Because I do. Amen.